கோவிந்தவாதிபுருஷம் தவஹம் ஐயா. ஆதிபுருஷா, தி ஒரிஜினல் பர்சனாலிட்டி ஆஃப் So when we speak of Govinda, Govinda is not alone. It's like when we speak of a king, it is to be understood that king is not alone. He has got many other followers, secretaries, ministers, soldiers, whole states. Similarly, when we speak of Govinda, behind Govinda, with Govinda, all living entities, all creation, everything, Govinda.
It is also wrong to consider that simply by becoming a vegetarian, one can save himself from transgressing the laws of nature. Vegetables also have life. One life is meant to feed another living being, and that is the law of nature. One should not be proud of being a strict vegetarian. The point is to recognize the Supreme Lord. The animals have no developed consciousness to recognize the Lord, but a human being...
That is the main part. That's like there are the Buddhists. They are also vegetarian, according to Buddhists. Think so. Nowadays everything has deteriorated. But Lord Buddha's propaganda was to make the rascals at least to stop animal killing. Ahimsa Parama Dharma. Lord Buddha's appearance is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam and many Vedic literatures. Surat Dishan, he came to cheat the demons. The demons, he made such a policy that the demons were cheated. How he has cheated? The demons are against God. They don't believe in God. The Lord Buddha propagated, yes, there is no God. But what I say, you follow. Yes, sir. But he is God. This is cheating. Yes. They do not believe in God, but they believe in Buddha, and Buddha is God. Kesavadutta, Buddha Sarira, Jaya Jagadisha Hare. So that is the difference between a demon and a devotee. A devotee sees that how Krishna, Kesava is teaching these rascals. The devotee can understand. But the demons, they think, oh, we have got a nice leader. He does not believe in God. Is it? Sanmohaya Sruta Visham. The exact Sanskrit word is stated in this Srimad Bhagavatam. You have seen those are read. Sanmohaya or Jilan. Sruta Visham. Sruta Visham means persons who are envious of the Vaishnavas. The atheist class demons, they are always envious of the devotees. And that is the law of nature. You see this father, a father became an enemy of a 5-year-old son. What was his fault? He was a devotee. That's innocent boy, and simply he was, I want to say, attracted. He chanting Hare Krishna mantra. The father himself became staunch and he killed his father. So if a father can become enemy, what to speak of others? So you should always expect that as soon as you become a devotee, the whole world becomes your enemy. But you have to deal with them. Because you are appointed servants of God. Your mission is to enlighten them. So you cannot be just like Lord Nityananda. You are injured. But still, he delivered Jalayama. That should be your principle. Sometimes we have to cheat, sometimes we have to be injured. So many things. The only device is how people can become Krishna conscious. That is our mission. Somewhere or other, these rascals should be converted to Krishna conscious. Either these or that. So Lord Buddha, he teaches the demons. Why he teaches? Sadaya ridaya dari sita pasu ghatam. He was very compassionate. God is always sympathetic to all living entities because everyone is his son. So these rascals were killing unrestrictedly, simply animal killing. And if you say, oh, why are animal killing? There is immediately saw it is. And the data, Kasava, Banara, Krishna. The animal killing is there in the Vedas. But what's the purpose? That is to test the Vedic mantra. A animal will be put into the fire and by Vedic mantra he will be rejuvenated. That is sacrifice, animal sacrifice. Not that for eating purpose. Therefore in this age of Kali, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has forbidden any kind of yoga, because there is no expert, a Brahmin, who can chant the mantras and make experiment of the Vedic mantras that here is coming up. That is before performing yoga, how the mantra is potent, that was tested by sacrificing animal and even giving it. Then it is to be understood that the priests who are chanting that mantra, that is right. That was a test, not for animal killing. But these rascals, for eating animals, they cited here there is animal killing. And just like in Calcutta, you had been in Calcutta, and there is a street, College Street. Now it is differently named. I think it is named Vidhan Rai, just like. Anyway, so there are some slaughterhouses. The slaughterhouses means the Hindus, they do not purchase meat from Muslims' shop. That is impure. The same thing, stool this side and that side. They are eating meat. Hindu shop is pure, Muslim shop is impure. These are mental concoctions. Religion is going on like this. Therefore fighting. I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am Christian. Nobody knows religion. You see? They are given up religion, these rascals. There is no religion. The real religion is Krishna consciousness, which teaches how to love God. That's all. That is religion. Any religion, it doesn't matter whether it is Hindu religion, Muslim religion, Christian religion. If you are developing love of God, then you are perfect in religion. Rather, you are rascal, religion is nonsense. That is the text. Tavai punsa paro dharma, jato bhakti adhokhage. Ahaita kya pratihata, jaya atma suprasidhe. This is Bhagavata religion. That is first class religion. What is that? Jato, by executing the religious principles, if you develop your love for the Supreme, who is beyond expression of your words and beyond the activities of your mind. Adhokhada. This very word is used, adhokhada, where your material senses cannot approach. And what kind of that love? Avituti. Without any cause. Oh love, I love you, God, because you supply me so many nice things. You are order supply. No, not that sort of love. Love. Without any exchange. That is the thought by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So whatever you do, ask me Sama, Father, tongue, Sinastama. Either you trample me under your feet or you embrace me, whatever you like. You make me broken hearted by not seeing you. And that does not. It's still you are my worshipable love. Yeah, that is love. From God's side, He may do whatever He likes. I don't want anything for an exchange. That is love. That sort of love Krishna wants. Therefore, you are so much fond of the gopis. In the gopi love, there was no question of business program. Give me this, then I love you. No. That is pure love. That is anarai. Oh, it is apratihata. Apratihata means without being checked. No impediment. If you want to love God, there is nothing throughout the whole world which can check it. Simply, you have to develop your eagerness. Krishna, I want it. That's all. Then there is no question of checking. In any condition, you will increase your love. Increase your love. And why this? Jayatma sutrasi gosi. If you attain that state, then you will feel fully satisfied. Otherwise not. Otherwise. If you can develop your love for God or Krishna without being checked, without any cause, then you will feel fully satisfied. Otherwise not. It is for your interest. And God, it is not for God's interest that He wants you. It is for your interest. If you do otherwise, you will never be happy. This is the only way. Sarvadharma, Paristhadhyama, Nishanisar. Therefore, here it is stated, simply to become vegetarian is not the last word. There are many vegetarians. The monkey is vegetarian. He is naked and lives in a jungle. That's like so many so-called sages that I live naked, I live in the jungle, I have given up the society. So, monkeys mean that? Naked, vegetarian, no home. But the rascal has got at least 2 dozen wives. That is monkey. So, it is called Markat Vairagya. He has become a sannyasi, Vairagi, and that some are saying that privately he has got so many connections. That is called Markat Vairagya. Monkey's renunciation. Monkey has renounced, naked, like as heart, as there is sincerity. So, Markat Vairagya is the good. So simply to become vegetarian is not good. You must develop love of God. That is the idea. Thank you. Thank you.